Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Patrick Waugh from the Colorado Avalanche, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Arias.
That was Patrick Waugh. He's still dressed off. Let's put all that in there. Waugh, Forsberg, Sakic, Rob Blake, all those guys. Timo Solani.
Allegedly, Patrick Waugh was going to the bathroom across the street from Emily or whatever it was called back then. And somebody was giving him a hard time or something. He goes, I can't hear you with my two Stanley rings in my ears.
Wow. Was that his accent from France?
I'm sure it was better.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfectly best. Nice. When's the Nagano fight?
Does anybody care? Do you care? Be honest. Do you care?
Do I care? No, I don't care.
If it's on and you just happen to be sitting in front of a TV, you'll watch it. Maybe. For a couple rounds.
Does this make me a bad person?
Yes.
What I'm about to say?
Probably.
Okay. I like Francis.
Do you?
Yeah, I like him. I've met him. I mean, he was a cool, cordial person.
Okay.
I want Fury to win.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Fury's the best heavyweight of all time.
Well, and he said it, and I get this. Tyson Fury said people have no idea the amount of pressure that's on him. He said, if I lose to a boxer, you know, I can live with that.
Right.
If I lose to an MMA fighter, I can't ever show my face again.
Well,
I mean, this would
Mike Tyson lost to Buster Douglas.
Still a fighter.
Tokyo.
Still a boxer.
Yeah, but he lost to the guy that was never supposed to have a chance.
I understand that. Sean Strickland won a belt. He shouldn't have had a chance.
Yeah.
And then he broke it, and then he chased a guy with a flamethrower.
Then the guy he beat got a DUI.
Yeah.
Got arrested. But Izzy's on a slide, huh? Somebody do a wellness check on that guy, see if he's okay.
No. I think, unfortunately, a lot of people should be arrested for DUI.
Yeah.
And get away with it, you know, and he just got caught.
It's true.
I think penalties should be worse.
Have you ever drank? Do you drink? I've never seen you drink.
Have I ever? Yeah, I have.
What was the last time you had a drink?
Couldn't tell you.
Really?
Years.
Just not choice, like just a choice, don't like it?
Don't enjoy it. Just don't like it.
Huh.
No big deal. I don't have anything against it. I think if you get a DUI, though, you should do hard time. And if you kill someone, they should kill you.
I agree with that. What's the penalty for driving a high-speed train drunk?
Depends. Did somebody get injured? Does he derail the train?
Nah, just driving fast.
I'm okay with fast. Can you imagine if you could get from Tampa to Disney in like 22 minutes?
That'd be awesome.
Then it might be worth the money.
Right?
Then it might be worth it.
Right?
You know, if it's still going to take an hour and a half, 2 hours, it's the same thing. But if you can get from
here to Epcot, because they got the monorail system already
right
there.
Well, they have it everywhere.
You can go around the world.
You could go right to, you could go around the world. You could get to France in 26 minutes.
Yeah.
And then walk to Spain.
That's where France is training at, right? France? Where is he? What's he doing?
Extreme Couture.
But I don't even have any interest in the fight. Do you?
Very little.
Do you really want to see it?
No, very little. I mean, will I throw it on? Maybe.
Okay.
You know, depends on if there's something else that I'm watching. I tend to only go into the back room if I put both TVs on.
So,
then I can suffer through both things at the same time.
So which fight has least appeal for you? The Nagano versus
Tyson Fury,
or Tony Ferguson versus Paddy Pimblett?
Oh, I'm already booked to go to see that fight.
Which one?
I'm going to the UFC 297.
See,
I think
there you go doing this selfish stuff again. This team thing.
You don't go to Vegas.
Well, I can't. I don't get invited to Vegas.
That's because you can't leave for the amount of days you need to go.
How many days do I have to go to watch a fight on Saturday?
Exactly. See, you're not part of the team.
No, you go out like Tuesday and stay 6 days, then fly to Houston to watch a football game, and then go somewhere else to eat a turkey leg.
That's still in Houston.
I can't spend 7 days away from my family.
They've begged me to take
they
you.
They love me.
They don't want you
they
at all.
They want me there.
They said, please, can you take him? We'll pay you. We'll pay your expenses to take him. In order for Knockout Radio to go cover the event,
yes,
we need to do a lot of other things.
Okay.
Broadcast from the Apex. That's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay? In order to get there for the show in time,
you have to leave Tuesday.
You have to leave Tuesday night. Now the only time I will really go that early is if the Dana White Contender Series. So we're going next week on Tuesday. We'll go do Dana White Contender Series on Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll broadcast the radio show. Steve wants to go check something out, so we're renting a car just so he can go to this one particular place.
Wow. What is it, Steve? What's it going to do?
It's on VetTix, so we got to wait till it pops up on VetTix.
Music-oriented?
Yes.
Okay, makes sense.
And then...
the Bunny Ranch. That's where you got that shirt. They give you a free shirt when you go to the Bunny
Ranch. And then I'm doing something on Sunday that I can't tell you the last time I've done this either. So because the airline took away the red eye on Saturday, we're going to come back Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
So we're going to go to Beth and Jeff's bar, Burger Street, Street Burger, and we're going to watch football at 10 in the morning. So we'll watch. Now, the Bucks are off that weekend, but, you know, we're going to watch.
Beth and Jeff who?
Turnbull. Oh. Now, you don't know him.
Oh. No, where's
friends
this
of the show in where's Vegas, this? In Vegas.
Okay. All right.
So we're going to go, you know, catch up.
Yeah, I can't leave for 7 days to
that's
go
why,
cover a fight that lasts for 6 hours.
That's why you're never invited.
Man.
You know, that's why you...
I wish I had a door company like that.
You shimmied down the list. Now you're no longer two.
How do I get a job that I don't have to go to?
Like, you already have that. And you've perfected it.
So I can go to Vegas. I would like to put it on my miles... I'll buy the airfare on my new card.
I saw people walk through the door and ask if you were here, and when they said yes, their face dropped.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't believe it's still here. I mean, all the people I hired years ago, they're still in the back. I was like, what? It's shocking. But are you sad to see Tony Ferguson fight again? Like, can't we just let him...
Honestly, you know what's sad?
Please let him just
go. You know what's even sadder? Is he's like a 3-1 underdog.
It's so
to
bad.
Patty Pimbleton, who lost that one fight,
but not on paper.
Well, not on by the judges.
He didn't lose the fight by the judges. He won the fight officially.
He officially won the fight,
but he lost the fight in this.
I believe there's only two people in the world that thought he won. Two of the three judges,
right?
And they might have been the same judges that had John Jones beaten Dominic Reyes.
Well, now we're fixing that. We're bringing in UFC fighters who have experience. Chris Lieben.
Well, again, it doesn't necessarily mean they have experience.
Well, he's got experience. They know what they're looking for, at least.
But there's, you know, everybody gives a lot of these judges a lot of crap. A lot of them do train. You know, I just saw that Michelle Waterson said that she went and she was talking to some of the judges. You know, trying to get, you know, what are they looking for? And which I think was very smart by her. It didn't help her, but it, you know, it was very smart to try to get in the head of some of these judges. What are you looking for?
Sure.
You know, octagon control. And when somebody says it doesn't mean it, don't tell me Adesanya had octagon control when he ran for 23 minutes.
Right.
The other two, he was on his back getting beat up.
Sure.
You know, so when you know what judges are looking for first and foremost, because there's so many things you're looking for.
Sure.
You know, when you list those 9 things, it is important to know what the judges think is the most important.
Strikes or time control or ground control or
some judges
takedowns.
Right. Some judges give you whatever in their mind for a takedown. Some judges, me being one, if you take me down and I instantly pop back up, it's a wash.
Yeah.
How can you get credit for a takedown when you didn't hold me down?
Right.
You know, so when you know that and you know that's a judge or whatever that's judging your fight, you can go for the avenue that you find, you know, important, or that they find important.
Sure.
You know? So I thought it was very smart of her, you know, to do that. But no, I'm intrigued by that. It is a shame. You know, Tony Ferguson coulda, shoulda, woulda, you know, but never got the Madoff fight. Nurmagomedov.
Yeah.
Khabib, which was supposed to be right here in Tampa.
Was it?
Well, one of the numerous.
Oh, yeah.
One of the numerous ones.
Yeah.
That's when we had the open workout at the old gym I used to work out at, you know, which was cool.
I just don't want to see Tony go through that punishment. Like, you know, I mean, I get it. He's a pro fighter. You know, maybe, how about this? How about he fight Izzy, and then they can fight for title of, like, best DUI?
Is Patty that high up on your list already?
I think he's got talent. I think he's
young and he's got
young,
talent.
He's got talent. He's athletic. He's got a swag to him. He's got confidence. I think he's trouble for Tony. I mean, I would rather see Tony fight someone of his own era, you know, someone of his own age bracket, somebody who also has a DUI. I don't know. But put him in categories, you know, let him fight Izzy. You know, they both got DUIs. Tony crashed his truck. This guy, you know.
Are you done?
I'm the bad guy.
Are you done?
I'm just trying to make comparative fights. Well, I'll ask Sean Merriman if he would put Patty and Ferguson together in his organization.
It doesn't matter.
A good look.
Why isn't it a good look?
Because you're just somebody to get their ass beat in front of the world to see and then retire shamefully. I mean, it's not Cub Swanson. Not going to go out there and win and beat Patty in dominant fashion. Right? Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, I'll leave.
Then you're wrong.
No, I can't go. Camera's on. I'm a star. How are you doing? Hi, Mom. She's watching. She's got, two fans watching? Mom? Hi, Mom. Oh, it's your wife. It's nice.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happening. But we are on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's the new gimmick now, that the Knockout Radio Facebook page.
Well, since you got off MySpace, now you're catching up to the times.
I didn't say I'm off MySpace.
Just pin drop your address. We'll have a live studio audience. Fill this place up like the press box days, which I miss on Facebook in my memories, and they pop up, and I see all of the fun we had over at the press box. Can we bring it back? Is COVID killed that forever, or what's going on?
Did you have fun there?
I had a great time.
Well, you said we, and I didn't know what the we
was. I mean, I never got service like here. You know, I would order food. And
it was very compatible.
It would just not show up, which was always fun because it kept me thin. I was bodybuilding. I didn't need calories. But no, I missed it. I like the roller coaster stadium seating that we sat in. It was cool. I liked the claw machine. You know, it was always fun. I love the fact that on one show I talked about how to negotiate.
Hold on a second. When were you ever on the Players Show?
I was always there. But
know you were there.
But I remember on the show we talked about how I really thought a hand grenade, like a live hand grenade, would be a great negotiating tool, because when people get desensitized to guns and pistols, like, oh, you know, give me all your money. I'm like, man, that's just a pistol. Like, you pull out a hand grenade, they don't know how to respond. And then our friends brought two hand grenades to the press box live, handed them to me in the middle of the show. I didn't know if they were packed. I was nervous. The people around the booth, they were nervous. And then walking out, I remember two guys in suits walked in like, that guy's got hand grenades in his hand. And I'm like, yep, ready for war. That's a true story, Randy. You were there.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Men Strong, Staff Zone.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors?
Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
Gramatica come through, got the heart scan done at the lab.
I'm really surprised they found out that you have a heart.
Yeah, and it's got calcium. I got calcium buildup. Got to change my diet a little
Doesn't
bit.
Doesn't everybody?
No, my wife didn't. She came back with a zero calcium buildup. Martine has a zero. I do not. So now I got to change my lifestyle. So I got to go back on the pizza diet. I've been slacking. I've been eating all this junk food like Chipotle and Chick-fil-A and all this, like, you know, got to get back to the pizza diet. Save my life. Do you want to go back to the UFC? Like, we are a combat sports show, Randy. We should probably talk about some fights. You want to talk about the Dan Ige fight versus Bryce Mitchell?
Doug Nasty.
And the end of it, the little controversy.
What was the controversy?
Well, he brought in the Bible.
It's not a controversy.
Well, he brought the Holy Bible into the...
Why is that controversy?
I mean, I don't think you're allowed to have religious views like that are like public, right? Like,
what?
Well, like separation of church and state. You can't bring church and religion into the schools unless it's a Christian school. Then I guess it's allowed. But then, like, the Catholics don't like the Christian people, and then the Jewish guys, like, you know, I don't know. Nobody really likes religion. But he's saying that the one-eyed Cyclops, he called, who's the one-eyed guy from England? Who's the announcer? The ring announcer guy, commentator.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Former champion. What's his name? The British
Bisping.
Dude. Bisping. So he calls him the one-eyed Cyclops because when he was, like, asked to pray for the people that Bisping said no, and he, like, turned the mic away, didn't give him that platform to, like, pray with Dan Ige, and so he's called him a one-eyed Cyclops, and he's, like, he's demonic.
So where's the controversy?
Well, what's your thought on, one, the Bible being brought in? Do you have a problem with religion being brought into the octagon?
I'm not fond of it, but I guess it's his right to do whatever you're allowed to do.
What's more disrespectful, bringing an American flag into the octagon or bringing like a Bible? Like, did the Bible touch the ground? Did you have to burn it? Like, is it the same thing? How's that work?
You answer that.
I'm just asking
the question. You answer that.
I'm just asking the question.
What happens if a Bible touches the ground?
I don't know. Is there any consequence?
I don't know.
Because the flag.
And it doesn't pertain to me, so I don't care.
Well, the flag, I mean, his flag on the shirt doesn't have any colors.
Okay.
There's no red stripes. There's no blue stripes. There's no.
That's because of the cost of printing.
But isn't that a disrespectful variation of the flag? It's not.
First of all, technically, the legal answer to that is you can only be disrespectful to the actual flag.
Oh.
Okay? So this little thing on your armband is not the same as an American flag.
Okay.
That's why Disney gets away with what they do, because it's not the official right size flag.
Oh, because the sizes are wrong.
Well, the sizes are different, so they don't have to take it down, and they don't have to this, and they don't have to that.
It can't be in the rain, right? It's not supposed to be in the rain.
Well, no, I don't think the rain has anything to do with it. It's the dark.
Oh.
There has to be a light. Right.
They don't have all the stripes.
Right. It's not the same. Well, again, what's on Steve's shirt isn't the flag.
Right.
Because there's not. So technically, legally, you know, whatever, it's the flag.
So would the same thing be with the Bible if it's not the right size Bible? If it's not, you know, there's like an off.
Why are you wanting me to say something that's going to get me in trouble?
I'm just asking questions.
Do you know,
I'm an inquisitive guy.
Do you know how scared my daughter is for her upcoming wedding? And it's really not her. It's her fiance.
Of what you're going to do?
Well, I'm not going to do anything.
What are you going to say?
I'm nothing. I'm not going to be disrespectful.
You're Jewish.
I am.
Your daughter is
getting married in a Catholic church.
So
should be fun.
What do you guys? Oh, how's it going to go down?
It's going to go down fine.
You got a red and a blue corner.
It's going to go down fine.
We're going to separate the two. Like, who's your corner guy? Do you have a corner guy?
Hold on, I got a question. What religion are you?
I'm kind of like Church of Latter-day Saints.
I don't know what that is.
But I don't either. I just like the name.
So what's the dude in the Catholic Church? Is that a priest? It's not the Pope. The Pope's. Oh my God!
What do you mean? The Catholic Church? That's the Pope.
No, the dude that's going to be doing their wedding.
Like a bishop or a cardinal.
Okay, so as long as he doesn't get upset when I say the things I'm going to say to my son-in-law.
You were a cardinal bat boy. You're going to hit it off great.
Yeah,
you're like all cardinals.
I'll wear my cardinal jersey. I'll wear my Lou Brock cardinal jersey. You know, to the wedding.
Can we be in the corner? Like, who do you got on the groom side? Like,
you're not even invited.
What are you talking about? How can I not be invited to your daughter's wedding? That's so disrespectful.
Well, first of all, it's not disrespectful.
I already got my nails done. I'm ready to go.
What do you have to do with my daughter?
Well, family. I'm in the
family.
Family circle of trust.
Well, we've talked about this. You're not.
That's not nice.
Well, but the difference between me and everybody else is I tell you the truth.
Right, so the Catholic people, what they do the little rosary thing, the potpourri thing. They drink out of the wine and they share.
They eat the little cracker.
COVID. They, you know, the one cup.
The one cup.
It's like, you know.
It's like the one slice, your boy, the one bite pizza.
Yeah, one bite, one sip.
Yeah, this is one sip out of the goblet.
One cent at a time.
Yeah.
But can Steve and I be in the wedding? Like, on the best man side?
No.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in the front row.
You gonna walk her down the aisle?
No, that's the plan.
You get all the good jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Like, you always sandbag. Like, you didn't even let us go to the Amelie tasting of the Lightning new menu because, like, you didn't want to go.
Well.
Like, I know what event I missed because you didn't want to meet over at Amelie. I could have ate some street tacos. I was hungry.
Why is this about you?
Because there's perks to being a part of this show. And I got robbed on Tuesday. And I feel like I'm going to be left out of the wedding. I want to be a part of this ceremony. Can I break a glass or like do something with a rag?
No, I believe the breaking of the glass will be the groom's job. He does that.
You guys always take all the fun.
The Catholic will be breaking the glass at the Jewish portion of this wedding.
Steve and I, we always miss out, buddy.
Why do you got to bring Steve into this?
Because he's just as lonely as I am.
Well, he won't be lonely that
day. Will you be my date? Come on, I like blondes. Great.
You're
like you and me. Like you, we'll be like Hogan.
You're assuming that you're going to be invited.
What are you talking about? I have great gifts. I'm going to give you this letter. It's got a real flag on it. Like Steve's shirt doesn't have the flag on it, but my letter does.
Oh, I saw that on the Knockout Radio Facebook page.
When was the last time you bought
a stamp? Is interesting. It says Mike is muted.
Our Mike?
Yeah. One is on.
Well, when was the last time you bought a stamp?
Every day.
Shut up. When was the last time you mailed a letter?
Every day.
What do you mail letters for?
You know, I do a lot of things that you're not privy to because it's none of your damn business.
All right. Steve, when was the last time you...
Luckily, it's that time of the day.
Oh, come on.
Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza, which could be for the last week.
Have you ever bought a stamp?
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone.
When was the last time you looked at a stamp?
Bucked up energy drink. And it ran strong.
You're as cold as ice.
This is Vernon Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck diamond dealer as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Lynn Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back in the live from the pizza. What's today's special? You got one? So whatever somebody wants, just say, call it a special?
No, I just mean I'm the special that I get to leave. I look forward to those days. Early days. You know, I work too hard, Randy.
Yeah.
It's radio careers, taxing. It's like I'm always just not going to the lightning events, eating food.
I just thought it was overrated.
It looked overrated. The food did not look good on TV. Now, I'm not a professional chef. I do get paid to do it, but I'm not like a culinary trained like expert, like, you know, like Ramsay or any of these other guys. But the way they plated the food and they showed it on TV did not look good. Too much white spaces, a big plate, so like a very little portion. This didn't look like you're getting a good value for your dollar, and I can't be a part of something like that.
So instead of giving me crap, you should thank me. I didn't waste anybody's time yesterday.
That's true.
See, I was thinking about everybody.
And then as I was standing outside Ray J alone on Monday night, and you're inside taking photos from the press box, I was just curious, like, when I'm going to be part of the team. Like, when can I join you for a Buccaneer game?
Never.
In the press. Why?
Because.
I go to the Outback Bowl. I go to all the other bowls. The Bad Boy Bowler Bowl, the Toilet Bowl. I go all the other events, and I'm one of the guys. So I'm part of the team.
Well, you're not.
But I'm security for you. What if somebody roughs you up in the crowd, like in the elevator? What if War Sapp turns his back on you? Like, you guys have a friction.
We don't have friction.
You need somebody to step in, help you.
First of all, we don't have friction.
Good.
Second of all, Sapp would squash you like the bug that you are.
That yellow jacket is just a gi. I know how to do a collar choke. My boy, Hoist Gracie, my trainer, taught me how to defend myself.
Okay.
So I choked out Kay this morning.
Who?
Kay Wilson.
Who's that?
Keon.
Oh, Keon.
I choked him out.
Is he back in town?
Submit him with an Americana.
Oh, did you?
I did.
You can't spell it, you can't put it on someone, and you can't defend it.
Well, I know Americana, and I know the flag that we have has 13 stripes and 50 stars.
What upcoming fight interests you? Now, bye week for the UFC. Next week, Dawson versus Green, Bobby Green, will be out there, or at least Steve and I will be.
There you go.
Steve did an attaboy today. He moved up the ladder.
What did he do?
He called in and asked me and invited me to the all-you-can-eat steak, you know, like the Texas de Brazil. It's called a Pampas, I believe, in Vegas. So he said, hey, do you want to go? I go, let me answer that. Yes.
Man.
So we'll be doing that.
You really are. Like, I mean.
How about that? Pretty nice of him, huh?
I feel betrayed. I feel left out.
Well, you should start organizing some things to take me to in February.
I'm going to take you to a crematory.
Isn't that ice cream place?
Yeah, it's very hot. It's very hot. And you're going to lose weight that after you come out. This fight coming up, I mean, I'm not going to be disrespectful. But, I like the fight card.
I like it. Drew Dober.
Yeah, so.
I did something very rare. I requested some fighters for next week. You know, typically I don't. You know, whoever they give me is fine. I want Drew Dober back on.
Yeah,
Drew did International Fight Week. He's really good guy.
Alex Morano is great. Actually, I want to say this publicly. Thank you, Randy Harris, for the connection you made to the Guillen family. You reached out and asked a favor for on behalf of the family. Their son.
You can tell the story.
Okay. So Vanessa Guillen was murdered on Fort Hood. She was an active soldier, military. She was being sexually assaulted. She reported it and was killed for it to kind of cover it up. The legislation that got passed, the Vanessa Guillen Act, is also a Netflix documentary that just got nominated for an Emmy Award. And the family is based in Houston, Texas. And there's Vanessa's real-life brother, who's 18 years old, has been struggling with depression and just the tragedy of losing his older sister. And he wants to get into MMA and wants to train. So, because he's in Houston and Eve Edwards is the UFC legend, Randy reached out and asked if...
That's my guy. You know, we say, you know, and I hate using the word, and I've always said this, and I'll let you get back to it, and I don't need any, you know, any of that, whatever. I was happy to do it. But, you know, I hate the brother thing. You're like a brother. You're my brother. We're all brothers. We're all brothers until something comes up and it pisses you off and you're no longer brothers, right? I hate that terminology. But Eve Edwards is like my brother. He's like my son because he's that much younger. Love the guy to death. You reached out to me and you said, hey, I know that we've had some people on from the Houston area. Can you do this? And I said, jokingly, why don't you let me decide who I call?
Yeah.
Because I called Eve. And let me tell you how long Eve thought before he answered me. A quarter of a second.
Yeah.
And he was honored that I reached out. And he said he'd be more than happy to do it. He's, you know, we all said the Woodlands because that's where, you know, Eve lived and that's where he had the gym.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, wherever your gym is, if you'd be willing to do this, you know, we'll make it happen. And it's honestly, and I'll say it to you and I'll say it publicly what I said, if this young man wants to do it, he'll come to you.
Sure.
You know, and he said, well, we're kind of out of the way. We're in downtown Houston.
Yeah.
Which you said that's basically where they are.
10 minutes away.
Right.
So Manuel Guillen, he will be a part of this process. Thanks to you for making that connection. And it's just great to see that the MMA, you know.
They are big on that.
Community, they really do get involved. They really do care. And to get behind this, I'm appreciative and grateful. All jokes aside, you
for
guys
sure.
really stepped up. And it's huge.
For sure. And you know, I've always said, and again, all jokes aside, when you go into a gym like that, I'm sure there's other gyms, but I'm just the MMA gyms that I've been involved in, and it's only been a few, but it has been a few. It is that close knit when I went to Rio and hung out with David Vieira, and we went to the gym every day, and you know, it was a night gym in a school that they let him have a classroom, and then we'd all go out to eat after, and you just that bonding and just that it does a lot of good things. I mean, my two grandkids are in an MMA gym, and Eve said absolutely, I'd be more than happy to. I thanked him for it, and I just love the dude to death, and I was very happy that A, he has the time to do it
for sure,
and he'll make time
for sure,
and yeah, so I gave Eve the info, the number. I'll follow up.
Okay.
You know, I'll make sure that it gets done. And,
absolutely.
Hopefully, I'll get out to Houston. I even told Eve that I would come. I'd love to come when the Bucks play the Texans. That's the week before you, and I go to New York for John Jones Stipe.
Yeah.
So stop whining,
I'm
baby.
I'm back in good graces. No, okay. So I got to.
Well, you're not in the good graces.
But not all jokes aside, though. I mean. The best part about our relationship is that you allow me to cherry pick the good events, and like you know, and I get to go to the Super Bowl, and I get to go to New York, and I get to go to the places I want to go, and then I let Steve go and do the other stuff. So I appreciate you, Randy. You are great. He doesn't have time to go. He started a new window company recently.
Well, now he's hawking credit cards.
Yeah. Well, you have to finance windows. They're expensive, right? Can't you see your future, Randy? Just look right. Do that.
What are you talking about?
The credit card. You got to see your future. You got to. Not everybody can be a business owner, but for $500, I can make you one.
I've seen how some people run businesses, and not everybody should be a business owner.
But here's the thing about business, right? If you go to get a real business, okay? You want to make and you're just going to be a consultant, meaning you don't have to source product, you don't have to have a warehouse, you don't have to have rental space. Let's just say you're just going to be a consultant talking about experiences from your life, right? If you get a business license, register with the state of Florida, get articles of incorporation, you set up domain names, website, to get any kind of business, it takes you $500 to even start a business, to even register or something. So this is a way for you to own something, to be a part of something without a crazy investment.
I don't want to be a part of it.
Come on. Just join. Get under my umbrella.
There's zero chance.
I'll keep you dry.
There's zero chance.
I keep you safe on the road. I can keep you dry. And you're going to love it.
I'm good.
Well, we said you have a little booth. You can like do trade shows. You can go out to like the fairgrounds at the home show and be like, hi, I'm Randy Harris.
I'm good.
What's the most embarrassing job you've ever had? Like the most embarrassing thing you've ever had to do for like a job or pay or for like, promotion.
Well, first of all, I don't think any job is embarrassing.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if you need a job, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing embarrassing about trying to make money.
Okay.
Honestly. Right. I mean,
what is there a job that's below your standard? Like, have you done anything that you've embarrassed about?
Again, it's not embarrassed. And no, if you need to work, if you need to make money, there is no job below whatever that could be.
Okay, so what's the worst job you've had?
For 2 days, I think I sold vacuum cleaners door to door.
Okay. Kirby?
I don't even remember what it was. Oh, it was awful. It was awful.
What didn't you like about it?
It was awful. I hate banging on doors. People do to me what I now do to them. Don't knock on my door. If I wanted it, I'd call for it. You know, and Priscilla it first got upset at me, and then she understood. Somebody knocked on the door the other day, and I swear to you this happened. And he said, hey, bro, I just happened to be walking by. I go, no, thanks, chief. I'm good. And I shut the door.
Oh, he's a Chiefs fan.
Exactly.
The nation is getting bigger with the Taylor Swift fan base. So have you ever bought anything from a door-to-door salesman?
Like, no.
Because your dad did that.
No, my dad never went door-to-door.
He sold women's clothing door to door.
No, he didn't.
I thought he had a rack, and you're like,
you're such an idiot.
He didn't like push it around, be like, hey,
yeah, door
like
to door,
try on a dress.
You're such a buffoon.
But that's a great business model. We could start the door to door dress sales business.
Sure.
And like roll it up, be like, hey, Steve, would you like to try on a dress? Try it. Come out, take a picture of it, so I can see all 360 view.
My dad went to like conventions, you know, like they have, and he would go to dress shops. You know, and have appointments and all that kind of stuff. It's a little different than going door to door.
I mean, the door to door is direct to consumer. Cut out the middleman. You don't even need the shop.
So how are you going to get the product?
It's in the car.
Yeah, okay.
If you, I got a line of credit, you can put it on a card. Well, you don't have to come out of pocket.
If you don't have a card, they can call you and pay $4.95.
But have you ever bought anything? Somebody ever knocked on the door and they have a brochure, a pamphlet, something?
No.
They showed up and said, "Do you know Jesus?"
No, I don't know him.
Have they offered to introduce you to Jesus?
I believe my wife once said, "Why don't you come back when my Jewish husband's here?"
Well, I don't see Priscilla being that mean. Those people are nice. They're Christian. They're Jehovah's. They have sweet bikes that they can get points for.
Oh my God!
Just saying.
I think we should maybe one day let's set something up and open the phone lines.
Oh, that would be cool. Let's do it. I would love to engage with our fan base. I mean, I really do. They deserve to get to know us.
I wouldn't put that. I wouldn't force that upon anyone.
No,
to get to know you.
Yeah, I'm great. But you never bought anything. Not like Cutco, like cutlery. You've been to Sam's Club and they're doing a demonstration. You buy a juicer.
No.
Like no impulsive buys.
No. I did go to Sam's Club when they did the typical, if you hang out and listen to this, you'll get a free. So I stuck out and I got a little.
The paring knife.
I love those knives.
Yeah.
I love those
knives. I got offered a job doing that in Lakeland last week.
I'm surprised you didn't take it.
I almost went, but I was at the school. I had to coach. But but he was like, look, all I need to do is for like 2 hours from 12 to 2. You know, you do the presentation, I'll pay you like $1,000 a week. I'll do it 5 days a week. And I'm like, that's tempting. I mean, it's $1,000. And all you do is like do the little demonstration. Yeah. You cut and you saw the hammer with the thing.
You give the free paring knife.
And you get the free paring knife. And it pays $1,000 a week.
I got an idea.
I almost took it.
No, I got a great idea. I know a guy. I'll call and we can offer him the job for $750.
Do it.
Yeah. And we'll get a bunch of people to do it all over. And then they pay $495 for the credit card to get their knives.
I like it. I almost offered everybody $100 if they sign up today.
Whatever.
But you're never impulsive. You're not an impulsive guy. No. You've never been suckered into like any of those. Because you're at all the events, all the stadiums. There's always booths.
No.
Somebody's selling something. Sign up for this. Get this.
Once almost got close.
Which one?
Almost. We went to, and my wife was not happy, but we went to one of those shenanigan timeshare things.
Oh.
And you get, you know, all these things if you sit through. And everybody there is like, we're just here for the freebies.
Okay.
And that's all we were there for. And then we showed one little glimpse of maybe. And they wouldn't let us leave for hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever done a timeshare?
No.
Okay.
Never will. And no, I'll never. Somebody bangs on the door, I'm not buying.
Nothing.
There's not a single thing. Hey, I just happened to be driving through your neighborhood with a crate full of meat. You want some? What?
I mean, that's resourceful. I mean, it's probably the same place that Steve got your reservation from in Vegas with the steakhouse.
We've been there before. It's
So if Steve shows up to your house, say he's a sales guy.
Hold on a second. Is it Steve or is it somebody like Steve?
It could be anyone like
Steve. So it's not Steve?
Not Steve.
Okay.
So let's role play it.
Okay, sure.
How you doing, sir?
It's break time. This is Tournament to Pizza. Let's hit this break. When we'll come back, we'll do your role play. That's fine. We'll do it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
Hey, this is Cecil Fielder from Detroit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back.
as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Wells, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so the Shenanigan Nothing show continues.
What are you talking about?
We're halfway through.
This is great entertainment.
All right, go ahead, do your role play.
Hello, sir. How are you doing today? I was just in the neighborhood strolling by. I thought I'd stop by. We sell pool ladders. I don't know if you're interested. You have a pool on site?
I haven't even answered the door yet.
Oh, hello. Sorry. I was just practicing through the ring. No. Can you see me? Hello, sir. Open the door.
What do you want?
Do you know Jesus?
I'm busy. See ya. And the door. And, no. And I shut the door.
No, but like, I see you have a pool. I was walking by. I saw the pool in the back.
First of all, I don't have a pool. And second, how could you see?
Well, I saw the water. I saw the, I could hear the laughter of children. I could see.
That's from the neighbor two doors down. But, I'm good. Thanks, Chief.
But we sell.
Already shut the door.
No, wait. You have the mesh door. I can still talk.
No, I've shut the door.
No, not the hard door. The mesh door.
Now, so now you're going to tell me when I shut my door?
Yeah. But look, we sell.
The door is already shut. I'm already back into my chair.
Okay, so then I'll just come around back and set up the pool ladder. Let you see the product quality. Better than one you have. Non-slip. You're not going to fall.
You're trying to role play. Now I see why you got thrown out of the chicken ranch. You know, when you role play.
Called the bunny ranch.
I'm sure there's a chicken ranch, too. That's where you get your eggs for breakfast. I'll open the door. My wife's like, why do you even open the door? Sometimes I don't. But, you know, I guess that there was a scam for a while. If you don't open the door, then they know you're not there, even if you are, and they break in.
Oh, okay.
So I open the door. Yeah, I'm good. I haven't even told you what I want yet. I know I'm good. And then I shut the door. I'm not interested. If there was anything I want, I know how to buy it. I don't need someone coming to my door to sell me something.
Yeah, but what if it's something you don't even know about? Like, well, if I show up like, hey, sir, like I have a G-Net.
Like I said, if there's anything I want, I know how to use Google. I know how to use my car to go buy it. I don't need someone coming to my door, knocking on my door.
What if it's something you don't even know that you need?
I don't know if I need it.
Why? So if you don't know what to search on Amazon.
Then I don't need it.
You're not going to find it. You don't know that.
I know what I need.
What do you need?
Nothing.
Well, you need a better attitude. I mean,
not at all. My attitude's great.
Standoffish and like you make the salespeople feel uncomfortable.
I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. I just want them to get off my property.
Well, that's not.
You're not welcome here.
There should be a sign that says that.
Okay.
Do you have a no soliciting sign?
No.
Do you have a not welcome here sign?
No.
Do you have a I hate people sign?
That's my shirt.
Well, if I can't see that unless you open the door.
Okay. Sir? I opened the door.
Okay. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm busy.
Are you hungry?
I'm busy. And thanks for coming. And
like
I shut the door.
Would you like to go grab some lunch?
I've already shut the door.
I've brought some food.
No, I would never take food from somebody.
What? You've never eaten food off of a street cart or like a guy selling burritos out of a cooler.
I didn't say that.
Or corn at a beach.
I didn't say that. We just had some in Colombia. It was awesome.
If somebody offers you food, you're coming out.
No, I'm not. If somebody comes to my door and offers me food, I don't want it. I would never take it. Never.
If somebody pulls up in a white van that says free pizza inside.
Yep.
And you're getting kidnapped.
I'm not even opening the door.
You're going to be abducted. You'll follow the smell.
I don't understand how you want to do this role play, but then don't allow me to be myself and what I would really do.
Well, okay, so the doorbell rings, you don't answer it.
I typically don't answer right away.
So then that's not role playing because there's not even a conversation.
Then I showed you, I answered the door. Hello?
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm pretty busy. What do you want?
Well, I'm just here to to sell you something that you don't
need. I'm good. I appreciate the stuff. I appreciate you stopping by. I shut the door.
Can I show you what I have?
I've already shut the door. The door's...
If you're going to knock again.
Can I help you?
We sell Ring.
Okay, I'm really not interested, but thank you for stopping. Click. I'm calling the police if you don't leave.
Please do. I need to file a report. My hand hurts because I have to use this old school method of knocking. If you would have technology, you would see that I walk up. Ring would alert you on your phone that I'm here.
Well, it rings. It alerts my wife.
And I'm here to let you know that your pool has a leak and there's water's flowing down the street.
It's not illegal.
Yeah, but it's wasteful.
So be it. Now get off my property.
I just don't think you're that. What if I sold you a mobile oil change? You don't have to leave your house. Oil change, or come to your house, change oil.
I wouldn't do it.
What convenient thing could come delivered to you that you don't have
again,
to
again, hold on a second. You know, in your stupidity, that's not somebody randomly showing up at my house. You're saying what could be delivered. That means something that I would right. order.
So,
well, anything. I mean.
But like, you know, one of the windshield companies, when they see a cracked windshield, right, they'll walk by parking lot or driveway.
I would not. Let me speak slower for you in the back. Okay? And that's you. I would not purchase anything, nothing, from someone who comes and knocks on my door. Nothing. There's not a single thing I can think of that I would purchase.
Cookies.
No.
Girl Scout. You're going to tell Girl Scout no to Thin Mints?
Yes.
The hoedowns?
First of all, I don't like Thin Mints. But second,
see, I'm okay with the religious thing. I'm okay with you like not liking people. I'm okay, but you can't not like Thin Mints.
That's not okay. I don't like it. Now I'll eat the peanut butter by the boxes.
The hoedown ones, or
well, whatever. And now again, I will buy them from somebody that I know.
You wouldn't buy them from a girl knocking on the door when she showed up with cookies.
Probably not.
Wow.
Because there's plenty of people that I know that have daughters that are selling them. So I would rather support somebody that I know than just some random person that doesn't even live in my neighborhood. It's like Halloween, where you see people show up at your door who live in Tampa.
So that's a good way to get you to buy something, though. See, if I wait till Halloween, dress up, knock on the door, you open the door, give out candy.
Okay, no, sir. We don't open the door. We just leave it at the door.
Who do you use for your garage doors?
We have
a brand new one. We have a brand new.
If you're knocking on, why is it so hard for you to comprehend? If you knock on my door, I'm not buying it. There is nothing that I need or that I want. And I'm not buying food from somebody I don't know.
You're just so stubborn.
Which is the same thing. You go to Publix, you don't know it. You go to Aldi or Winn-Dixie or Fresh Market, or you don't know any of that stuff.
I can't believe there's just nothing that you would buy. It's hard to believe.
What? What could somebody, and you have 2 minutes, what could somebody possibly come up to your door and knock on the door and you would purchase?
Well, I think the easiest one.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a deal. This just fell off the back of a truck.
Bro, what about the guy that's selling speakers? Like, hey, man, this truck was tipped over.
Exactly.
But no, like, I mean, obviously, like roofers, solar fence companies.
No, I have my
own roofer, landscaper.
I know everybody that
yards,
does all that.
Pavers,
no
pressure washers. They just walk by. They see you in need.
Right.
You know. So
I did feel bad. A little kid came to the door about a week ago, and said, "Excuse me, sir. I noticed your yard needs cutting." And so I cut it the next day.
Oh. Man, you're heartless.
I did feel bad. I kind of felt bad.
That's your grandson.
Yeah.
Poor Jack.
If it was my grandson, he'd be cutting it for free.
Wow. You really are on that side of the aisle.
Well, they get enough. Trust me.
Well, are we in the game, Coach? Can we be part of the wedding crew?
No.
Come on. I have a great tux.
No. There's zero chance. Zero.
What if the best man puts us in?
I don't even know who the best man is.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Well, what's the groom's name?
Basically none of your business.
Dang it. It's Jacob or something. Justin. Chill. I don't know. But I want to be in a wedding. I haven't been in a wedding for a long time.
Well, guess what? I guess you still won't be.
I wasn't even in my own wedding.
How about the third hour we do something?
I talk about sports.
Talk about some sports.
Let's do that.
Look at this weekend's NFL.
Okay.
We could get ready for next weekend's UFC.
We could.
We could talk a little Francis Ngannou and does he survive? Will he? Will this go the length?
What are you talking about? My new job?
No more hawking credit cards.
Oh no, I don't do that anymore. I sell women's clothing door to door.
God, you make fun of my dad who retired at like 40 something.
I'm not making fun of your dad. Just saying. I have Al Bundy is a black belt and he sells women's shoes. Yep. Then I can sell women's
clothes. I do have a question. I do have a dilemma in my head. What's that? To be honest, I'm thinking.
You want to do this business with me? Don't
I'm
you?
I'm thinking about changing my name.
To what?
I don't know. I have to talk to my wife about it.
What?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
You're gonna change your name.
My last name.
So why would you change your last name?
Because it was just brought. Now we know for sure what our real last name was. Our last name was changed when my ancestors came over on the boat. And it was changed.
Mayflower?
And as a matter of fact, Steve and I, when we went to Ellis Island, I went to try to find what my real last name was.
What's your real last name?
I will decide if I will tell you when we return from the top of the hour.
What?
This is
Harris
Knockout
is a fake
Radio.
Name?
It's not fake. It was legally changed.
You have an alias?
We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Wiley from the Baltimore Orioles. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.